ब्रह्मज्ञानमरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चाक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुता पदकमलां श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगनारगनातां वितांतां सुजीवं साद्वैतां सावदूतं परिजनासहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दस्य द्वैतगदाधार शिव श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द निताय गौरगदाधार द्वैत शिवास आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हे मावदिव्यच्च विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते निन्दान्ताम्बुलकोत्करेण विकसाम् निपाप्रसूनश्चैवीं प्रोद्विकृत्वा भुजद्वयं हरिहरि इत्युच्चैव दन्तं मुहुः नृत्यन्तं द्रुतमस्सु निर्जरचये सिञ्चन्तम् उर्वीतलाम् गायन्तं निजपरसदाय परिवृतं श्रीगौरचन्द्रं नमः The other day, we were discussing Madhavendra Puripad and his pastimes as they were related, described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who says he heard this from Ishwara Puri, his spiritual master and a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. But that takes place after the sannyas of Mahaprabhu. As we've mentioned, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is generally considered the biography of Mahaprabhu, with Vrindavan Das Thakur as the biographer, the Chaitanya Leela Vyas, it's the bulk is the Adi Leela. Means the Mahaprabhu lives in this world for 48 years. 48 years of manifest pastimes. First 24, birth, childhood, student years, teacher, married life. And then at the age of 24, he takes sannyas. And then 6 years traveling, another 6 years, always based in Puri. And then Rath Yatra, pastimes participation, and the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, mainly in the Gangbhira, his room behind closed doors, relishing Radha Bhav, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav incessantly in the company of Srirup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. His private life and personal reasons for his descent. But when he, after telling those pastimes of Madhavendra Puri, sharing that with the devotees who were accompanying him, remember, he had just taken sannyas. Right? And this is all since the Makara Sankranti, which was around January 15th, we're going in this direction, right? The pastimes. Because it's interesting, although that's when he takes sannyas, we're leading, all these things are leading up to the appearance of Mahaprabhu. So the Nitya Leela is circular. And that which is circular or eternal, it has no beginning, middle, or end. It's all going on simultaneously. Unless we think like, well, that's inconceivable. Well, we mainly specialize in the inconceivable. But examples are given. So Kaviraj Goswami says, like the sun, if we did a conference call right now, Skype conference call, we could, somewhere in the world, the sun's rising and someone could describe, oh, the most beautiful sunrise. You should see it. I wish you were here. Someone else saying, no, I'm seeing, it's an incredible sunset. I wish you were here to see that. And someone else is saying, no, it's pitch black. You know, it's so dark. And someone else, no, the blazing hot sun, it's too much. So who's lying? No one. They're all telling the truth from a relative perspective. And what's interesting is if we did a real mass Skype call, that and we sequence this, I'm sure someone could write an algorithm, you know, and it would just kick in seamlessly. And at every moment, someone could be describing a sunrise, a sunset, high noon, and midnight. At every single moment, they could be describing that. And actually, the example comes from Mahaprabhu himself. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, perhaps Sanatana Shikshama, to explain these things. So he's saying, that's the sun, which, although extraordinary, and it's used in many examples, but is still technically a mundane object, although it shows extraordinary qualities and characteristics. So he's saying, if the sun, one sun situated in one place through relative perception, can be seen to be continuously rising, continuously setting, noon, high noon, midnight, and all simultaneously, then what to speak of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So we hear this expression, Nitya Leela. Every day we sing this, Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korilo Prakash. That this Nitya Leela, this the circular like eternal pastimes, they're always, period. And he's given an example to help us understand. So if the sun can be perceived that way, so it means according to the perspective of the devotees, they can always be relishing some aspect. Leela is in real time, eternally. So those who can tune in to that, they're experiencing, you know, live stream, real-time lila, right? And not just as like audience members or observers in that sense, but as participants. Guru Maharaj has told us that bhajan is not some sort of like mental culture, but it's direct service. It's not that of a practitioner, like sadhana, spiritual practices, but actually direct participation. Right? We may see from an external point of view, someone is absorbed in deep thought, meditation, etc. But he's telling us they're in direct participation in these pastimes. So Mahaprabhu, having told this and the significance, as we heard at the conclusion, after all the story of Gopal and Madhavendra Puri taking Gopal out of the jungle and establishing his worship, going to Puri to collect the sandalwood and the camphor, and then offering the Gopinath and the Kheer Gopinath, being celebrated as Kheer Chor Gopinath, and Mahaprabhu relishing that Kheer. Sa bhaktebhya sudham nija bhajana mudra mupadishan. He's not just like in Bhagavad Gita, you could say he's saying, manmana bhava, you know, become my devotee, it'll be good for you all that. But here he's showing that himself, not just telling you, this will be good for you to do that. Here he's saying, it's good for me to do it also, to be a devotee of Krishna. What a wonderful thing it is. And as we told, that kheer, the prasadam of Gopinath, can only be relished by a devotee. Right? As Krishna, he's taking the bhog and relishing that, and it's connecting with the nectarine substance of Krishna and transformed into prasadam. And then devotees are relishing the prasadam. And that's why he's descended, right? To relish the position of a devotee. But we can say in the most general sense, that is bhakta bhav. Right? That means mood of a devotee, heart of a devotee. But he has a specific target in mind, which he relates at the end of the story by saying, and this came from the lotus mouth of Madhavendra Puri before his passing from the world. Ayi dina dayadranata he maturnata kodava lakshase. Hridayam todaloka katuram, hridayam brahmiti kim karomyaham. What will I do now in separation from you? So there we find the indication of the most intense sort of devotion to Krishna. The heart under the, you know, when love and affection, the maximum amount of pressure is applied to love and affection in separation. Then what sort of substance will the heart yield at that time? And in this case, Mahabhav. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. He's not only come to experience Bhakta Bhav, but the highest sort of Bhakta Bhav, Radha Bhav. Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Right? Enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. Like normally Krishna, he's described as Shama Sundar. Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarup. The inconceivable, like, dark complexion of Shama Sundar. That color, variously described as like a deep dark blue color, like the Atasi flower, this one. We're reminded here, Achintya Guna. It's an inconceivable dark color and beautiful. Shyama Sundar. But here, Gauranga Sundar, he's become golden. And why has he become golden? Because all the other colors were taken by previous avatars? Like Shukla, Rakta, you know, like the white, the red. No. If all of this has to make sense, beginning, middle, and end, it's not a random collection of super astonishing anecdotes, divine anecdotes, that upon hearing which gives one great delight. That's a fact. But it's not random. It all has to make sense and thematically be connected. Right. So, if we say Radha Baba, that the heart, he's enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani. Elsewhere we hear Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Radharani, she's the golden girl. Right? And the radiance of her heart, being enveloped in her heart, that means her core, deep heart's core, her core sentiments. Right? Hare Krishna. The radiance of her heart has made him golden. Therefore, he's Gauranga, Gauranga. All of his limbs, body is all golden. Right? It's the radiance of her heart that is converted Shyama Sundar Krishna into Gauranga Sundar Mahaprabhu. Right? So already there's a hint about who he really is. What his inner nature is. As Guru Maharaj has mentioned, there's a, you know, Mahaprabhu in every Kali Yuga. And he said sometimes he's been described as the color of a parrot, differently, and he comes delivering the Yuga Dharma Nam Sankirtan. But this one is special. Right. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ohorya Brahmanovidu. Bhagavad Gita says, Day of Brahma, 1,000 Yuga cycles. So we're told, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, many avatars appear, as innumerable as the waves of the ocean, but Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, you know, Ishvara Parama Krishna, that Krishna, Anadir Adir Govinda, that Krishna, appears once in a day of Brahma. So that's a rare occurrence. Right? And there's an overlapping of the ages. So Dwarapara appears in the third position when really it should be second, like in the Russian language, right? Similar. So, Satya, Treta, like why should the Treta, the third one, be in the second? Because there's an overlapping, and in that Dwarapara Yuga, Krishna appears, and in the Kali Yuga that follows, then comes Avatarasar, Gaur Avatar, Mahaprabhu. So what is the difference about this Mahaprabhu than every other Mahaprabhu that's preceded him? Rupa Goswami, Anarpita, Charim Chirat Korna Avatirna Kalo Samar Payatam Unutojal Rasam Subhakti Sriyam Hari Para Sundar Parata Sundar Duty Sandipita Sadahridaya Kandare Spuratu Ba Sachinandana. He's saying he's given what's never been given before. That means it has to be different than what they did previously. Only the devotee, something that only can only be distributed from the position of a devotee. Right. Something mysterious and original and unique, and that has not been given previously. that we can take to mean by the once in a day of Brahma. That's consistent. But so that Mahaprabhu, after he draws attention to this sloka of Madhavendra Puri, and as Gurudev said, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? It's separation, union and separation. Right? That is his focal point. Right? The zenith point of Kurukshetra, where separation reaches the zenith point, that he's celebrating every year publicly with all the devotees, Rath Yatra. And then privately, the other separation zenith point would say the Uddhava Darshan. When Uddhava comes to assuage the anguish of separation in the hearts of the Braja Gopis with Krishna's letter, and Radharani spins off in the divine madness, which becomes known as the Brahma Gita, or the song of the bumblebee, and the divine her mad talks toward the bumblebee as Krishna or representative of Krishna. Right. That, we're told, behind closed doors, because Rath Yatra, I mean, just technically speaking, it's a public celebration. And although even publicly he's venting private sentiments, that only Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, few privileged devotees actually understand what he's saying or why he's saying these things. Because the others, as Gurudev is saying, simple-hearted devotees, Mahaprabhu singing in a particular way, it's all good. But Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, they know what these mysterious songs indicate. But we're told behind closed doors, it means an Uddhava Darshan, and that means Brahma Gita. And singing the songs of Chandidas, Jayadev, Vidyapati, Jagannath Balabha Natak, Gita Govinda, these things. That it's behind closed doors tells us something. Right. And with whom? Swarup Damodar Ramananda, not everyone. So then we should think carefully from time to time, what is our position? And it could best be described as we have no position, as like for starters. Right? But by the grace of our Guru Varga, we're brought in connection with these divine things. And only by their grace can we remain in connection with them. But so Mahaprabhu, after shining a spotlight on what was vented from Madhavendra Puri that is originally spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and Kaviraj Goswami describes as the Kostubha gem of Rasa Kavya, they continue on. And as they're getting closer to Jagannath Puri, you know, it's like like a magnet, and what it's drawing, you know, like when you put the thing, there's a certain point where that, whatever it is, you know, the metal, let's say, right? A certain point, it just goes like super, like it happens very quickly. You can go like this, like this, like this, and at a certain point, it just... So as Mahaprabhu is going toward Jagannath in this mood, Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan, Rajendra Nandan, he's searching for Krishna. Right? The search for Sri Krishna, as Guru Maharaj said, reality of the beautiful. Prabhupada, when he would sing he liked to sing the prayers of the six Goswamis written by Srinivasacharya. And when he would mention the last one of the eight, it begins with, Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. He said, this was their mood, Kutaha, where are they? Not that I have them, I've got. But Kuta, where are they? It's saying, are they in Govardhan or on the banks of Radhakunda, where are they? That's the search for Sri Krishna. The substance of Krishna consciousness is in the search. And here in the search, there's value. As we told the other day, if you lament for a lack of Krishna consciousness, you get Krishna consciousness. If you lament for not having it, is a key to getting something. And those who make an ostentatious display of achievement are deluded, deprived, deceived. Right. Like Guru Maharaj once said, plodding in the mud of misunderstanding, thinking they are swimming in the divine waters of Radhakunda. That was very nicely said. Mm-hmm. So, as they resumed their journey, Mahaprabhu took sannyas and katva from Keshava Bharati. Then they went on this tour. They got to Remuna. And we know, katva, when Keshava Bharati, when it was time to give his name, he didn't give a conventional sannyas name, but rather said, because you've descended to give Krishna consciousness to everyone, to make everyone Krishna conscious. And a play on words is, Chaitanya means consciousness. So he said, so your name can be nothing other than Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Right? You are Krishna consciousness personified, and you're distributing that to others. So you must be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And everyone, hi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he proceeds onward, wandering in and out of deep states of ecstasy and trance. And after Remuna, they continue to Puri, but they're getting so close. They have to make a decision. Mahaprabhu is saying, either I need to be alone for this. So either you all go before me and I go behind you, or I go first and you all follow me. What do you want? And they're thinking, if we go first, we don't know what's going to happen. Because he's been wandering for days, really in a circular orbit, cannot leave the gravitational pull of the devotion of his devotees. So it appears that he's trying to go to Vrindavan and keep orbiting Gaur Mandal. So they're thinking it'll be safer, better idea. You go first and we'll come behind. And he's running madly. What would take hours and hours to cover, he's an hour and a half. He's like running madly toward Jagannath. That sort of eagerness. Right. And when he gets there, he enters the temple. And we have to understand, when he sees Jagannath, because he's Radha Baba, Subalita. Like Radharani, when she sees Dwarka Krishna, Krishna Mayi, she generates Vrindavan Krishna. This Dwarka Krishna, absent his flute, Gopavesh, etc., and what to speak of the paraphernalia of Vrindavan, which is inseparable from Krishna. She sees him another way and only wants to see him that way. And there are Prakriti Leela, where as a cowherd boy on the banks of the Jamuna, the sweet sound of his flute, the beauty, the peacock feather, everything that is associated with the enchanting beauty of Krishna. Barha pidam natabara vapu karne o karne karam bibrad basa kanaka kapisam bhai jayantim chamalam randran vain urdhaya sudhaya puriyam gopa rinde Brindaranyam Supada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. The way the gopis see Krishna enter the forest of Vrindavan. So when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, he's seeing Shyamasundar Krishna. He's seeing Krishna with the flute, go through everything. That's how he sees him. He's transformed in a sense by his heart. We're told, you know, what is it? From bhakti yoga paribhavati ritsaroja aseshu teksita nanunata pungsang pata. Yeah. The Lord, he reciprocates the heart of the devotee. If Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Subalita, then he must reciprocate that. The heart of Radharani, the way, you know, Anyara Hridayaman Vrindavana Moraman. Mahaprabhu, voicing her sentiments at Ratiyatra, says, normally a person's heart and mind are more or less the same. They may be equated. In my case, my heart and Vrindavan are the same. So another way of thinking about that is Vrindavan is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Somebody's saying, come back to Vrindavan. It can be understood in different ways. And he's saying, and I never leave Vrindavan. He never leaves the heart of Srimati Radharani. But to bring out this particular depth of love, this sort of divine play is arranged to augment the sentiments and give the heart the platform for expressing these things. So when he sees Jagannath and he's saying Shyamasundar Krishna, and he's like, oh, because he's searching for Krishna, right? Search for Sri Krishna, reality beautiful. And there he is before him, and he faints. And when Mahaprabhu faints, there are various descriptions. And that means fainted to this world, not fainted like in a clinical sense. Like we have a nurse with us who knows all about fainting. Not that type of, means so absorbed in the internal world as to be unable to maintain consciousness here. It's a different thing that we're unaccustomed to. He's like that. And the guards, as we've seen, they have no tolerance for these sort of things. They don't ask questions. they go into commando mode. So they're thinking, oh, this is some sentimental person. We deal with this all the time. They come here, they make some emotional display in front of Jagannath, and then, you know, and we just drag them out. That's all we do. We pick them up and drag them out, throw them out the front gate. Right. And they're about to do that to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya appears on the scene, as Yogamaya would have it. And he, Vasudev Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma means like the person who knows more than anybody else in the world. That's not a really like precise translation, but that's what it means. Like that's why he's the court pundit, the advisor to the king. He knows more than anyone. He knows all the scriptures, everything else. He's the best advisor. Because Sarvabhauma means in the world, like, you know, world, whatever that word is, like world famous, but not famous, but like that. Renowned, there you go. World renowned for knowing everything. Even the word renowned has no in it. K-N-O-W. So he comes and he thinks, no, this is a great devotee. I think what we have here is a great devotee. And although he's in a death-like trance, he takes some cotton and spreads it apart and puts it in front of him to see, does the cotton move at all? And it like moves a little bit, going, aha, he's still breathing. And he's observing, he's read about this in the scriptures. Asta, sattvika, vikar, 8 different types of ecstatic transformation that are sometimes present at one time to an infinite magnitude. And so he's saying, this is extraordinary. I've only read about this. And here we have before us a great devotee in divine trance exhibiting. So he's saying, he calls off the guards, no. I'll take personal responsibility for him. And by this time, some of Mahaprabhu's devotees have arrived, and it's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that like the way ants carry something, like a group of ants carry something, it's said like that, that they all get together, because Mahaprabhu is very tall, more than 2 meters, so they carry him to the house of Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. And there, he's in a trance for like 6-9 hours in a death-like trance state. And after some time, Nityananda Prabhu, others, they find out what's happened. They all go to the house of Vasudeva Sarvabhauma, and Mahaprabhu comes out of his trance, and Sarvabhauma is taken, he's so charmed by the beauty of Mahaprabhu. What do you think? But 24 years old and a sannyasi and so beautiful, maybe he won't be able to maintain. So he needs a healthy dose of Vedanta to remember this world is illusion, all the things in it, don't be seduced by the charms and the charming figures of this world. He needs some real strong philosophical basis for this renunciation. Why? Who knows why he took so young? Usually you should be twice that age. And he's thinking, and it appears that he was initiated into a second-class sampradaya. I'll upgrade him, I can do that. And just give him a foundation in Vedanta. And this way he may be able to keep his sannyas. And and we're told, this is Sarvabhauma's benevolent, whatever arrogance we may detect there, there was a benevolent gesture, like out of parental concern, you could say. But Gopinath Acharya and others, they were very sad to hear this kind of thing. It gave great pain to their heart, Mahaprabhu's actual devotees. And Gopinath Acharya says to Sarvabhauma about the Acharya basically that you know everything except one thing, that who lies before you, who you brought to your house, is Swayam Bhagavan. That somehow escaped you. But everything else you know. So then he doesn't make the point, but then he's saying, so what is the benefit of knowing everything else if you don't know that? Right. So Swayam Bhagavan's in your living room, and you have another idea. And Sarvabhauma, then he's saying, oh, now my slokas, my shastric study will come to mind. We know in the scriptures there's no incarnation in the Kali Yuga. At the very end, Kalki comes, but there's no. So one of the Lord's names, Mahabharata, Triyuga. He appears in 3 ages. So how can you say, I can accept that he's a Mahabhagavata, a great devotee, but that he's Swayam Bhagavan? What is the evidence for that? And Gopinath Acharya, remember they're related, like brother-in-law. And he says, you know, the Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata should be enough, considering the primacy of the position of Srimad Bhagavatam, Super Purana, Mahapurana, Srimad Bhagavatam, the magnum opus of Veda Vyas, and Mahabharata. And there we find, for example, Mahabharata, where the very Triyuga, your recording comes up, it says, Suvarna Varna He Mango Barandas Chandanagadi Sinyasa Krishtamat Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayana. But if that's in too interpretive for you, and the Bhagavatam, numerous places given, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. After all these other, and Maharaj Nimi and Karabhajan Rishi, after so many avatars mentioned anything, but in Kali, here's something special you need to know for Kali Yuga. What? Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Prahlad Maharaj, Channak Kalo, and the Kali Yuga is hidden. So, yes, not a Leela avatar, but Yuga avatar is there. Right? Delivering the Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. But why Triyuga? Because, in one sense, he's not an avatar, or in the normal sense. He's Swayam Bhagavan himself who's come. So it's not one of his avatars or. Swayam Bhagavan himself has appeared. And hidden, well, the fact that he's Swayam Bhagavan, that's one aspect. But what are we told? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita. He's enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. And that way he's also concealed. And this is only understood or appreciated by the Sumedasa. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Chaitanya Chandramritam says, Yatha yatha gaura padara vinde, vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi, tatata totsarpati hridya kasmat, radha padamboja sudamburasi. Prabodhananda Saraswati, known as Asta Saki Tunga Vidya, one of Radharani's eight principal gopis, saying, at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, you get everything. The Gaurapad, Gaurapadaravinde, devotion to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, which we take as Guru and Gauranga. Gaurapadaravinde to Bhaktim Kritapunya. Kritapunya Rasi means same thing as Sumedasa, Sukritivan. Those of sufficient Sukriti, refined theistic intellect, they will appreciate this, that Krishna has come as Mahaprabhu, Radharani has come as Gadadhar, and this is their Acharya Leela. And they are in distribution mode. They're giving interest into Vrindavan, they're giving entrance into the Rasa Leela. Right. The entrance to Krishna Leela is through Gaura Leela. How can we forget this? Right. There would be no Krishna consciousness movement if not for Mahaprabhu. Those, you know, Krishna loving people, remember this. Whatever it is you're participating in, it comes from Mahaprabhu. He is responsible for this. Right? So it's not to be and say, oh, I get it, and now we're connected to Krishna, and we're very happy about that. Thank you, Gauranga. Your service is appreciated. No, he is Krishna. this Krishna decided that this is the best way to do it. Sado pasya sriman dritta manuja kaye pranayitam bahad bi girvane girishi paramishta prabriti bi shabhaktebya sudham nijabhajana mudram mutpadishan satchaitanya kame drishor drishor yashati padam. Saying, this is so extraordinary, this once in a day of Brahma, that Brahma of whom we say once in a day of Brahma and Shiva, they've descended into this world disguised as human beings to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what have they come to offer? Their hearts. So previously, the avatars, they have some, you know, function in terms, they're sometimes involved in removing untoward elements from the premises. You know, prarachanaya sadunam vinashaya jadaskritam dharma sangstapanartaya sambhavami jayagane prarachanaya sadunam vinashaya jadaskritam. But here, with his devotees, what are they doing? They're they're at war with Maya, that which distracts us from Krishna. And Krishna is so beautiful to begin with. We know in the Brahma Sangita, right? Where it says, Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Gupa, but one, another one, Kandara Pakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Shobham means beautiful. And how much? Kandara Pakoti Kamaniya. Saying, 10 million cupids, if they could merge as one, personify as one, that's the seductive charm and beauty of Krishna. So how can you exceed that? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. If that Krishna is enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani with her quality, she has the Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyek Rup. Krishna's Rasaraj, the king of Rasa, she's Mahabhav, who can extract the most nectar, the most rasa from Krishna. And she is his equal, the better half of the sweet absolute. A jiva soul on their own can extract how much? Of tiny finite soul. She is the better half of the sweet absolute. She can extract the maximum quantity and quality of rasa from Krishna. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. If you combine the two of them, that's unthinkable. So Brahma and Shiva, they've come to have a glimpse. Doing what? Donning human forms. Although they're gods, devatas, they're coming like human beings and blending in the crowd to have a glimpse of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundar. And Srila Rupa Goswami in prayer, what is he saying? The beauty of Mahaprabhu, the sweetness of his beauty, raso dama kamar buddha madura damo jula tanu. He's saying, he's so beautiful. First of all, he says, Hiranya nam lakshmi varan abhiva angi kavrita. No, but he says, vidyoti vasana. This golden radiance that we spoke of before, it turns his cloth golden. There's a golden radiance coming from Mahaprabhu, so his cloth is like saffron golden color due to that. But he says here, if 10 million cupids and full-blown cupidity, that sort of sweetness there we'd find in the divine form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and Srila Guru Maharaj in the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, he writes, Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Goro Sundaram. How beautiful is he? Here, he's taking what Rupa Goswami is doing and he's expressing in a new way. He said, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. And so Rupa Goswami says, Satchaitanya kame punar pidushor yasya, will these eyes ever see that again? He's the eyewitness, Rupa, Sri Rupa. So that Mahaprabhu, he's lying there, now arisen, but, and Gopinath, it's giving pain to his heart. He's saying, Sarvabhauma thinks he's a great devotee. which is funny because it's true. He's not just a great devotee, he's the greatest devotee is Srimati Radharani. So indirectly he's acknowledging. So if he would listen to himself, he would say, he's the greatest devotee, but the greatest devotee is Srimati Radharani. So this must be Krishna enveloped in the heart of Radharani. Oh, now I understand. But he doesn't say that. They go back, and then, but Gopinathacharya, after giving two or three from the Bhagavatam, Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam, Krishna Varnam, etc., different like that. So, but then he says, I don't like to do this. I'll quote some slokas, you'll quote, we go, what is the point? He's saying, actually, it's not a question, this isn't intellectualism, where you can study this and then you come to the proper conclusion. As we've been warned in the Upanishads, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya Na Bahuna Sutena. It's not like just being really smart, an intellectual, great at analysis, interpretation, reading many books. Shaisha Atma Vivinate Tena Labhyas Tashaisha. No way. Yasha Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya Na Bahuna Sutena Tam Ivaisha Vinate Tena Labhyas Tashaisha Atma Vivrinute Tanum Swam. He reveals himself to whom he chooses, through whom he chooses. And what is it considered in summary? Mercy. Do you think you're going to impress someone who's omniscient with your intellect, your intellectual prowess, someone whose default mode is omniscience? No, but heart, as I said, tene brahma hrida, heart to heart. Krishna, he can't resist certain type of heart. Love, devotion. He's come to celebrate love above knowledge, power, anything else. That love is the greatest thing. Prem, Krishna prem, love and affection. So, Gopinathacharya tells Sarvabhauma, without a little bit of mercy, you'll never get it. It doesn't matter how much you know, or how much you've studied, or how many accolades you have. Without a little bit of mercy, you won't appreciate it. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasadalesh. Here, the word prasad. Prasadalesh anugrihite vahi. Prasadalesh means a little bit of mercy, a little bit of prasad. Right? What's funny? Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, like, oh, and so what's the evidence that you got the mercy and I don't? And he says, vastu tattva, basically that atma prijnanamayo, it's self-evident, self-effulgent, self-revelatory, that he's revealed this to us and not to you. And a modern person could say, oh, that's a circular argument. Yeah, like Nitya Leela, circular. So therefore, it will be said sometimes, only a devotee can appreciate this. Only someone with devotion can appreciate this. Because it transcends intellect and intellectual analysis. So he quotes that verse in the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam says, and it rubs against the core of modern people, so-called modern educated people, who think that everything will be discovered by their intellectual prowess or analysis. Can't concede that there's some things, that something that could be revealed to you by something known as mercy. They would never use a word like that. It's been pointed out by different literary critics that when it comes to things like sincerity, like what the last thing in the world a modern writer would want to be criticized or accused of is being sincere. That's so 19th century. Do they spell it with a capital S? You know, or virtuous, sincere. That's not modern. Modern is supposed to embrace the principle that all things are relative. The only absolute is that all things are relative. Anyway, so, but we know in time that Mahaprabhu, because the devotees had some affection for Sarvabhauma, and he's basically a good guy, Brihaspati descended, entering Chaitanya Leela, he gets the mercy. Mahaprabhu reveals Sadbhuj, saying, who was Ramachandra? Who came as Krishna? Now he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishvara Murti. Not what was revealed to Ramananda, that's Rasaraj Mahabhav Duya Guru, but near Ishvara Murti, that is God, is divinity. And then later, when all the devotees come from Bengal for Rath Yatra and they're on the rooftop, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, maybe Kashi, maybe some other, and they're seeing Advaita, Charja, Nityananda, Mahaprabhu sending garlands. It's a very beautiful thing. And they're seeing the radiance of the devotee, their Nam Sankirtan, their Premik Sankirtan. And perhaps it's Pratap Rudra Maharaj says, like, to go with another joy. How can people not recognize the divinity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, Atapite Deva Padambujav Dvaya Prashadaleshanagriti Itayevahi. You've got to have some mercy. Now he's saying that very thing. Otherwise, you won't get it. So, tomorrow, we're celebrating the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll assemble in the temple room. Like, when is sunset these days? 6:30? Huh?
Around 6:30.
Yeah.
35.
So then like an hour before that. Whenever it is, an hour before that. And have kirtan and some glorification, Mahaprabhu sing the Adi Leela. But why did Mahaprabhu come in this world, we have to consider. And that is, the Yuga Dharma is an excuse for Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna Tirthisan. But he's doing that happily, Nama Sankirtan. Bahiranga Sangha Kori Nama Sankirtan. With the devotees and people in general, distributing the holy name of Krishna to them, which is what? Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram. The ultimate gift, the abode of all nectarine substance, his holy name. He's taking it, relishing it. It's causing him to chant and dance and distribute more. But he has a private, personal reason for descending to plunge the depths of Radha Bhav. So it said by Vasu Ghosh, Jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamari dari tam dehe Radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. Really? Why does he come? Radhar mahima. He wants the world to know the glories of Srimati Radharani. And prema rasasima, the limits of her Krishna prema. That he wants to celebrate. It's that when he told the gopis in Vrindavan, Napareham Niravada Samyudam, that sloka, that. In the Bhagavad Gita, I say, Ye yatamam prapadyante, tams tateva bhajamyaham. What, as you deal with me, I reciprocate that. And everyone can understand that, and that's sensible. Right? To the degree that we offer ourselves to Krishna, he reciprocates that. That's why sometimes we're really worried. Because we're wondering, like, to what degree are we doing that? So all these things they say apply to devotees. Do they apply to someone who's just, you know, at, you know, 0.0001%? You know, or anyway, maybe that's too much. But he says that as you approach, I reciprocate. It's basically a reciprocal. But then, in the fifth canto, he gives some other qualifications. But when he deals with the Braja Gopis, he says, the type of love you have for me, I'm unable to reciprocate. It's so great. Even giving you myself is not enough. So, what am I going to do? Well, the solution comes. That he will descend and tell the world how great the love of the Braja Gopis is, otherwise known as Krishna consciousness, and their leader, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, how great she is and how great her Krishna consciousness is. That, and she's the greatest preacher of all time because she converted Krishna into a devotee. She has that on her resume. She converted Krishna to a devotee. How wonderful is that? And he's come to celebrate that in the world as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and tomorrow is his appearance day. And we're so fortunate to be able to celebrate that. And already we've had a glimpse of the Gaura Chandra, the moon achieving its full position and full radiance. Because they say, Krishna Astami, Radha Astami, right? They're both on the 8th. So Guru Maharaj once said, if you combine two Astamis, you get a Purnima. So you combine the two of them, Radha and Krishna, Astami, Astami, you get Gaura Purnima. What could be better than that? Hare Krishna. Jai. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namo Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Giridhari Gopinath Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra.
Garadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Garadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raguna.
Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raguna.
Shijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna.
Shijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna.
Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan.
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Bandhan.
Jaha Hoite Vignanan Abhishta Puran.
Jaha Hoite Vignanan Abhishta Puran.
Echai Gochai Jarmui Tarada.
Echai Gosai Jarmuni Tanada.
Kansabara Padare Mora Panchagras.
Kansabara Padare Mora Panchagras.
Kandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Saneva.
Kandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Saneva.
Janome Janome More Abhilas. Echai Gochai Jabe Braje Koilobas.
Echai Gosai Jabe Braje Koilobas.
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash.
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash.
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyan.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyan.
Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Nara Samada.
Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Nara Samada.
Hey Krishna. Ki jai.